Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Yesterday, we had just a riveting conversation about toilet paper substitutions.
Mm-hmm.
That moment when you run out of toilet paper, not just in the bathroom, but in the entire house.
Yeah.
And you start getting desperate. You're like, all right, what can I use here? After that conversation, we got a text from Shauna. She listens to the show all the time. She's like, you guys need to give that conversation the drunk cruise mornings treatment.
Yes.
So when we slow it down, make us sound drunk. Ask Shauna and you shall receive.
I love that game when you run out of toilet paper and you just look around at the stuff and you're like, all right.
You love that game?
What can I use? It's a horrible game, but the process, it kind of makes me laugh a bit. Like, the things you think will make a good substitution always make me laugh. It's like, all right, ooh, dryer sheets. No.
Smell okay, but no. Too rough. Old receipts?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I just use the toilet paper tube. Like the toilet paper roll.
I have done that before.
You can cut it and you can use
it. Not good.
Not pleasant. Maybe an old sock. You start getting more and more desperate. Hey, the teddy bear I've had since I was 3.
That tube that I got with the Crown Royal, that'll work.
Did your high school, because you went to Marion Graham, right?
Yes, I did. Shout out Falcons.
CROSS, Holy Cross is the best. Yeah, they hate us because they ain't us, okay?
Okay.
They hate us because they ain't us. Did your school ever play the national anthem in the morning? Like, before the morning announcements, did they ever play the national anthem?
I think, yes, over the intercom in the mornings.
Yeah.
Because you'd have to stand wherever you were still. And, well, that's obviously if you weren't in class.
Yeah.
If you were in class, they'd play the anthem, whatever. But then I'm pretty sure, maybe someone can clarify for me, 938-0963, if you went to Graham. Am I crazy? Because I'm pretty sure that happened.
At Holy Cross, it was on Mondays. They didn't do it every day. It was just to start off the week, it was the national anthem. And sometimes you're just a little late for period one on a Monday, right? So you'd walk into school mid-anthem.
Oh, geez.
Like about 10 seconds into the anthem, you walk in and you're like,
Damn, what do I do?
Because you're like, I should stop, right? I should stop, but I got a quiz in biology, and if I'm late again, I'm going to get a zero.
Well, what's the worst punishment? Being caught late or missing your test or walking through the anthem?
I know. See, like...
There's three different ones.
You got... Tough decision, right? Especially when you're a kid. Like, when you're a kid in high school, the last thing you want to do is get in trouble from a teacher, right? You don't want to be late. You want to have that good attendance record. But at the same time, it's the national anthem. You got to show some respect. But come on, every high school kid did it. They tried to sneakily
baby steps, slowly
kind of walk to their class a little bit. What do the teachers would always see? Hey, Tyler, my office afterwards, buddy. Nope, Tyler.
We had TVs in our commons area that showed announcements, things that were happening, but also the teachers that were absent. And so you'd stand there waiting, watching the scroll, hoping one of your teachers was sick so you could have a spare.
Yeah.
And if a certain teacher rolled across the screen, it was like a collective, yes!
It is time for another episode of Tweets That Speak to Me. This is from @EMHudsonLives. Sure. Dudes can literally just sit around and name old sports players and just have the best time.
Oh my God.
So true. I could sit here and talk about Kenton Keith for 17 minutes and I would have the best time. Do you remember when Kenton Keith went to the NFL, went to play for the Indianapolis Colts, didn't really do too much, then lights it up on Monday Night Football, rushes for like 150 yards, 2 touchdowns. Everyone thinks he's this big stud. Then all of a sudden just disappears, signs with Hamilton later on. All the Rider fans are like, no, Kenton, no.
Don't remember that.
Remember Jeff Bagwell, first baseman, Houston Astros? Big guy, goatee?
No.
No? Oh, heck of a first baseman. Juiced up, by the way. This was like the juicing
Royd
era.
City?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Love those days in baseball.
Hey, remember Roberto Alomar?
Do I remember? Well, things aren't going too well for him anymore.
That's
he did some
bad
not
example.
So,
Let's
he did
talk
some
about
not so cool things off the field.
Joe Carter.
Yeah.
How about that?
Touch them all, Joe.
Never hit another home run like this again.
That's butchered it, but that's okay. That was not what Tom Cheek said.
I am trying to join this weird conversation.
See, now, it's never athletes like Joe Carter or big athletes like Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or
those obscure ones.
It's the obscure athletes. Those are the ones that guys just like love talking about. Like, remember Nealon Green, quarterback for the Riders back in the day?
Him.
Oh, his visor, the way he threw. Love Nealon Green. We just love talking about old Riders too. Like here in Saskatchewan, like when you bring up Chris Zarka, everyone just starts getting excited. They're like, oh, yeah, Chris Zarka, the fullback.
I hear he's doing landscaping.
Yeah, he's actually a great guy. My uncle knows him, actually. Like, I just love doing that. Like, Adam Deadmarsh played for the Colorado Avalanche back in the day. I could just, that's my one hidden skill, is just naming random athletes.
That is one of your hidden skills. The other one is quoting lines from movies that no one else remembers.
Oh, yeah.
Add that to the list.
Awful skills that are both on my resume, by the way. Still can't believe I got hired.
What a catch you are.
Cruise confused lyrics.
Wow! First one's from me. I submitted this one.
Oh.
Because you know what? Clayton and I listen to a lot of music, and we hear a lot of confused lyrics. So
yeah,
sometimes we keep track of them. This is Nazareth, Hair of the Dog, and I heard Heartbreak the Salt Shaker.
Weird name for a salt shaker.
Hi, this is Heartbreak. She's a salt shaker.
It's also just weird to name your salt shaker.
Who knows? Maybe salt shakers cause heartbreak. I don't know.
I'm very attached to my salt shaker, okay? We all have that one friend who names everything, right? Oh, that's Stevie the TV. That's Mallory the oven.
Yeah.
What?
The actual lyrics, Heartbreaker Soul Shaker.
The next one is from Tanis. The Rolling Stones, you can't always get what you want. Tanis hears, we decided we would have a sword fight.
We decided that we would have a sword fight.
Oh boy.
As you do.
Yep, there are two different types of sword fights. I'll just let you decide which one.
We're talking Knights of the Round Table, Clayton.
Sure. The actual
Family
lyrics,
show.
We decided that we would have a soda.
We decided that we would have a soda.
Nobody hurts, nobody cries.
Everyone go for a soda.
No?
No,
swing and a miss on that one.
I like
one.
That one. Last one's from Gord, Rush, Tom Sawyer.
He prefers Gordon.
Gordy?
Gordon.
Gordster. No, let's not do that again.
Anything but Gordster. The Gordster here.
Do not give yourself that nickname.
Imagine
Gord.
His answering machine. Hey, you've got the Gordster here. Sorry I couldn't make your call. Just leave a message for the Gordster when you hear the beep.
Anyway.
Gordster.
Tom Sawyer, Gord hears, a Monday
he
warrior.
Prefers Gordon.
Sorry. A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer made me cry.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean cry.
Rude. I can sort of see that.
Rude.
Tom Sawyer, not a nice guy. The actual lyrics, a modern day warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer,
thanks for that one, Gordster. Appreciate it, bud.
City Hall's dealing with a bit of a situation currently, more to the tune of $8 million in unpaid parking tickets.
How does that happen? Well, obviously,
people don't pay their tickets.
I know,
Clayton.
That's how it happens, but like $8 million
that's
worth?
A lot. And here's the thing. They were talking about it, and in your mind, you might just be like, well, go after people. Make them pay their tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Hiring solicitors to take people to court, the cost of that is actually more than $8 million.
Really?
So it just doesn't make sense logically, money-wise, to do that.
Yeah.
So Randy Donauer, one of the counselors, is like, look, we need to come up with some different ways to collect this money.
Mm-hmm.
One of those that was suggested was, in order for people to renew their driver's licenses, they need to pay their unpaid parking tickets.
Okay, I don't
That's
mind
a
that.
Great idea, because obviously they're driving around getting tickets.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the car away, it's a huge pain in the ass.
Huge.
Another one that actually does happen now every once in a while is, of course, booting and or impounding. And every time I see a car with a boot on it, I'm just like, whoa, how many unpaid parking tickets do you have
mm-hmm.
that they've actually gone and booted your car? Like, that has to be significant.
Confession time. $50 of this $8 million is on me.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
You're part of the problem.
I totally forgot I got a parking ticket like 2 months ago.
Oh, you let it go?
So it went from 30 to 50. And if you leave it for like 3 or 4 months, those go to 90, by the way. So
okay.
This is a nice reminder. I'm paying it online right now. Don't text in and judge me. I know I'm a criminal. I'm the worst. I have a parking ticket. Shame, How dare I?
Yeah.
Creative ideas to get people to pay their parking tickets. So you got any?
Public shaming. I'm always a big fan of that.
Obviously, you're a big fan of the public shaming.
Well, as if the boot on your car isn't shame enough, right? It's like, whoa, that guy didn't do something.
I'm going to go back to my high school days and suggest some car war stuff. I don't know about your high school.
Car wars?
We used to have car wars, like car prank wars. So if someone parked in your spot or someone pranked you at lunch or something, you would mess with their car a little bit. Just some innocent stuff, like taking like half of a cheeseburger and putting it in their handles, like under their handles so they can't see. So when they go to open their car, what
Gross.
The? Why is there cheese all on? Cheese. And then there's just someone from the city right across the street. Ah, should have paid your parking tickets then, bud, hey? I think it starts small like that. Then, after a while, you don't pay them. Well, your car's getting caked. Just a cake right on your front windshield. There you go.
That's a waste of good cake.
You can have the cake if you want to. Windshield cake is still cake, but that's what I think.
Or eggs. Get your car egged.
Get your car egged. Someone's just going to mess with your car every single day that you don't pay your parking tickets. Eventually, you'll get so annoyed that you'll
pay
them.
Or just like letting the air out of all of your tires.
I just want...
That's
and
so
again,
annoying.
The guy across the street. Yeah, should have paid your parking tickets there, hey bud.
How often do you wash your car, Clayton?
Like twice a year, maybe three.
I'm also not one of those very often people. Mm-hmm. I do have to say, since I got my new vehicle, because it's newer than my other one and it just looks better,
mm-hmm.
I do want to keep it clean more. Like, I just want to try and keep it clean because it's in a nice condition right now. I want to keep that going. But I have an acquaintance on Instagram. They are at the car wash and they post about it minimum 2 times a week.
Washing their car twice a week.
Drive-through car wash, yep.
What kind of car?
It's a new car,
okay.
So I don't know exactly what make it is, but I know it's new because they were posting about new wheels, blah, blah, blah.
Now, to me, twice a week is...
excessive.
Well, it's insane, really. Twice a week? Wow. Like, if I had to wash my car twice a week, I'd need a second job. Like,
well, and that's the thing. Like, going through an automatic wash is probably, what, $10?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you're getting a deluxe, it's like $13.99.
No, if you're lucky. Sometimes they're like $20 now for those deluxe washes.
It's crazy.
The price of car washes, but that's a tale for another day. Twice a week. Now, I can't relate to this because I've never had a nice car. I've always had awful cars like Dodge Shadows and whatever. I have the most generic car on the planet right now, a Ford Focus.
Okay.
It's just, like, if you ask someone, draw a car, a normal basic car, they draw my car.
Okay.
So I can't, if I had like a Mercedes, or an Audi or something cool, yeah, maybe I would wash it and make it look good all the time.
Well, because you know when you go to the wand wash and you see people ahead of you and the car is like spotless.
Yeah, what are you doing
I'm
here?
Always like, what are you doing with your time? Like, is it a hobby?
Exactly.
And I guess if it makes you feel good, the pride and ownership,
yeah.
I get that. But at the same time, what are you doing?
Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? What do they do when the music is playing? It's Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
Oh my god. Oh.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Oh my god. Just having a good itch over here. Oh my god. I forgot to hot spoon my ankle. Oh, that felt good. That felt really good.
That was Behind the Scenes on Cruise Mornings.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.